Hello, this is Grant from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Grant, sorry, I thought you guys were calling me back, and then I picked up the phone, and it wasn't you, it was someone else.
Oh, no, it's no problem at all. We're still kind of waking up and I'm still getting together with my managers and getting prepared for the day. We just had a quick question on a deal. Ruben's here with me, and I think that he has some information on one of the deals that we have in right now, and I was hoping he could just quickly explain something to you.
Sure.
All right, here you go.
Hey, sorry for the phone connection.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sorry I picked up the line. I thought it was you guys calling me back, but it was someone else.
No worries. So do you have that House of Galby approval in front of you?
I don't have it in front of me, but I remember looking at it yesterday, and I saw the email that came over. You guys wanted to have a cross-corp of this new entity?
Well, basically, it's the same business. So what this was approved as was as a second location Korean barbecue restaurant. Pretty straightforward. But we just, it's just a small issue. The customer actually for this second location is just managing it under a different corporate entity. So that's what the lease is going to be under. So we just wanted to update the approval to have that corporate entity, but obviously for the time of business, the customer can offer the cross corp. So same address, same office. Okay. Go ahead.
You have I'm trying to think. Do you have is it a different tax ID number or anything? Do you have any?
Oh yeah. Well, I don't have the tax ID. I mean, the meat and potatoes of the approval is the existing entity for the time and business. But for this new entity, it's just going to be held under. It's just the leases under this new entity called Devonshire Enterprises, which makes sense because Devonshire, the street is called Devonshire. By the way, that's why.
Okay. Is it a holding company that they formed?
Let me take a look.
Because if it's the same address, that's what I'm thinking. Because I doubt it would be a second location if it's at the same address.
No, I think there's, hold on, I think there's a little confusion. I can hopefully clear it up. So we've got a customer, and they own a business called Reseda Enterprises, Inc., DBA House of Galby. So that's the name of their existing restaurant. They are starting... they've already built it out for a year, a second Korean restaurant, and that was approved under Blue Bridge System. The current approval is Reseda Enterprises, Inc., DBA House of Galby, which is the second location. House of Galby will not be owned by Reseda Enterprises. It will be owned by a company called Devonshire Enterprises because it's the second because that's the location that manages, separate corporate for that location. Obviously, to keep the time and business consistent and the meat and potatoes of the approval, we can just add a cross corp for Reseda Enterprises. But the lease is going to be under, the lease for this space is going to be under Devonshire Enterprises.
Okay, so we're going to have Reseda and Devonshire as co-borrowers on the deal?
Whatever you guys want. We sent you the SOS. We work with a lot of these restaurants, and each location is sometimes you've got one location, and you've got 10 locations, and they're all owned by the same corporate entity. Sometimes a customer will have a different corporate entity for each lease agreement that they sign. And lease by, I mean, building lease.
All right. So is the equipment going to Reseda, or are they going to the Berkshire?
All right, so it's going to Devonshire. You've got one location called Reseda Enterprises, Inc., DBA House of Galby. That's a fully existing functioning restaurant.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Reseda Enterprises. I'm sorry. Reseda Enterprises, Inc., DBA Shikto Rock, which is a franchise restaurant. We've got the second location that they're starting, which is called House of Galby. We initially submitted this as Reseda Enterprises, Inc., DBA House of Galby. That's how we got it approved.
Yep.
It turns out that it's instead of Reseda Enterprises, DBA House of Galby, it's Devonshire Enterprises, Inc., DBA House of Galby. But obviously, no one, I'm sure, wants to approve just a pure startup restaurant for $100,000.
Right.
They want the corporate entity. So we can just do it as a co-borrower cross-corp guarantee. I just want to make sure when we send you a lease agreement, there's not going to be any issues. I wouldn't foresee any issues here. We just wanted to be proactive.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so then I will send this over to credit to get that updated with the cross corp added. I'm going to use the same address as the Devonshire Street address, and then we'll just pull an SOS, and once it's all set, we'll get you over an updated approval.
I have the SOS. Do you want us to send it over to you?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, that would be great.
Yeah, but does that make sense? All right, and you don't think this is going to be an issue, correct?
I don't see it being an issue, no.
Cool. I'll have Grant send you the SOS immediately.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will be in touch. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.